Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now, and we're going to talk to Brian Batko from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. How are you, Brian? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, Brian.
We are good. So, Mike Tomlin, how many of his assistants is he going to take with him when he goes to USC? You think he's going to take them all?
Wow.
What a press conference.
Well, I guess he's going to try to take Juju Smith-Schuster back and maybe Zach Banner back. But, hey, you know, you might have missed the real story there. His offensive coordinator, Matt Canada, he worked at LSU a few years ago. So that's the galaxy brain take on all of it, I guess. He didn't hire him for the Steelers. He was just getting him ready to go back to college.
What a great story that was. I mean, I his press conferences from our point of view, because we're never sitting him, they just seem so intense. Like, I'm telling you this is what's going to happen. Am I reading it right when I'm watching his press conferences? Are they always that intense?
Dude, it is. Like, not necessarily in that sense, because, I mean, you don't see Tomlin as animated as that very often. Maybe once a season, maybe after a game or something. But it's intense from a reporter perspective, because you got to really think about how you phrase a question. You got to think about what you're asking, how you're asking it, why you're asking it, because he is he's intentional enough that if you give him a yes or no answer, he might answer it with one word. If you ask him something stupid, he might just shoot it down. So it keeps you on your toes as someone in the media, which I don't mind. And, you know, Tomlin is he's unique in that way. I was not expecting him to go off the way he did to end that on Tuesday. And it made what was kind of a silly story into one that was noteworthy just in how he handled it and why.
Like it. Is Ben Roethlisberger 50% of what he used to be? Is he 75%? And how close to done is he?
Geez, you know, earlier in this season, the way he was playing weeks, I guess, 2 through 4, call him a shell of his former self would have been an insult to shells, I think. But he's come around a little bit.
Wow.
I don't know if I can put a number on it, but he's been better these last two games. Still some plays here and there that if a Seahawks guy makes an interception or a Broncos guy picks off a pass instead of dropping it, then his stat line looks a lot worse at the end, and maybe even the Steelers lose because those were both pretty touch and go towards the end. But for the most part, he's done enough for them to win. You know, they didn't win because of him these last couple weeks, but he didn't kill them. So that's, of course, not the standard that we've long held him to here. It used to be, as long as they've got Ben, they can go all the way. Now they're going to have to use him as more of a game manager, and he's going to have to, like I said, just do enough to put you know, more points on the scoreboard at the end of the day than the other team. So maybe he'll come out of this off week a little bit spry, a little bit hot, but I'm not overly optimistic just based on what we've seen from him so far.
Does everybody feel like you're just on a farewell tour?
Yeah, I think that's been the general sentiment here since the will they or won't they portion of the offseason, when it looked like it could go either way, three ways, I guess. One, he decides to hang it up. Two, the Steelers decide we're going to move on. And three, the way that it did ultimately go, both sides come back to honor that last year of his contract. But yeah, it's his final season on paper. I suppose something could have happened there if he looked like he'd found the fountain of youth. But, you know, through the first part of the season, that doesn't look to be the case. And it sure feels like this is going to be his last trip to North Northeast Ohio, and unless, of course, both of these teams find themselves in the postseason, which at that point, all bets would be off, and we'd sure have a juicy storyline on our hands.
Injury-wise, Juju's out. That's tough. Has it changed the offense drastically, or have Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool emerged at least as equals, if not maybe even a little better than Juju there, Brian?
Yeah, the weird thing about losing Juju, I mean, he's a really good player, really tough player. Everybody who's watched the Steelers over the last 4 or 5 years knows that. But he wasn't producing a lot, and just the way he was being used was not all that difficult to replace or replicate in that slot role. So, you know, you might feel his loss a little bit in some of the short third and short situations where he's a safety valve. But other than that, Chase Claypool and Deontay Johnson, yeah, those were the guys making the splash plays, the big plays for this offense. You know, they're going to need a third receiver to step up eventually because they love running that 11 personnel. That should be James Washington, in theory, former second rounder in the last year of his rookie deal. But he's been a disappointment so far here. Even he barely played last week with Juju out. They were using Ray McCloud, who's more of a gadget guy in the slot. I think you'll see more of Washington in Cleveland on Sunday. But for his career, he's been more of an outside guy, a deep threat. You know, they're still figuring out the role allocation among that group with no Juju. But in terms of just the sheer numbers and the stats, he's really not a huge loss, as weird as that sounds.
You think Claypool plays against the Browns?
Oh, yeah. He's been managing this hamstring injury for a while now. I mean, even some of the games that, you know, he hasn't been listed as injured or leaving the game, he hasn't played as many reps as he normally would. He's stretching it out on the sidelines. You might even see that at First Energy. But, yeah, I sure think he's good to go.
Brian Batko from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. What are your expectations for this game? Because we still don't know who's going to play quarterback for the Browns, and does that matter in Pittsburgh?
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, Kevin Stefanski was keeping it very tight-lipped on Monday, which he, you know, I know he always sort of does just from watching his press briefings. But then on Tuesday, Mike Tomlin turns around and pretty much lays it out there plainly. We didn't think they changed much from Baker to Case Keenum. And I even asked him later in his press conference, like, Baker Mayfield is a former number one pick, as a guy who lit you up in the wild card game. He's got to give them something more than a career backup / journeyman, right? And Tomlin said, not as I sit here right now. So perhaps that was a little wink and a nod to Stefanski, like, hey, you can keep this thing as quiet as you want, but it's not. It's no skin off our back. I think it's going to be a slugfest, really. Low scoring, kind of what I envision, just based on everything I said about Ben, and whether it's a dinged up Baker or Keenum, who is, you know, game manager exhibit A. I think that's going to play into the Steelers' defense's hands a little bit. To me, the biggest problem for them is going to be with all the injuries they have on their defensive line, and that they've had all season and might have to deal with the rest of the season. How do you stop that running game with Nick Chubb, D'Ernest Johnson, who all of a sudden is a dude too, but more importantly, that offensive line that manhandled you in the playoffs as well. How do you stop that? How do you limit that, even if you're the Steelers? That might be the biggest X factor.
Are the Steelers able to win this division, Brian? And I mean, Cincinnati's on the move. The Ravens are the Ravens. The Browns appear to be on the upswing. Do you think the Steelers have enough juice that they can actually get it done? Or has that slide continued to the point where they're going to be an afterthought in the North?
I think they can, because this defense, when you've got playmakers like T.J. Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick, and honestly, Cam Hayward doesn't get the kind of respect around the league that an Aaron Donald gets, or even a J.J. Watt when you talk D-line, but he is a stud. And even at age 32, he is, I think, this team's MVP so far playing on the D-line. So when you have a core like that, I do think that you can make a run, but it's just a real long shot, not just because they're 3-3 and they've lost to the Bengals once already. and their schedule going down the stretch is brutal. I mean, that is the year in and year out gift that you get from the NFL for winning your division the year prior is now you got to face all the other division winners a year later. That's all stacked up against the Steelers. So I'm not going to say it can't happen, but I would be stunned if they repeat as AFC North champs. I just don't think they don't have it in them on offense. Too many new pieces, moving parts. The O-line is, you know, it's clawing its way back to respectability a little bit, but it's still four new guys on that group. You know, I'm never going to count out a Mike Tomlin led team. We've seen him do some tremendous stuff with less, doing more with less, and this defense is legit. But I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be the Ravens or the Browns. We'll see if the Bengals are really this frisky, but I think Baltimore is still the leader in the clubhouse for me.
Yeah, Brian, just I have like 20 seconds. Just follow up because I was going to ask you: are you buying the Bengals? I got about 20 seconds.
To an extent, yeah. I came into this year thinking they would be feisty, and they've been more than that. So, yeah, really like what I'm seeing out of them. Seems like they've finally got it figured out on both sides of the ball, and not a team that you want to see anymore on your schedule. Not an easy out.
Brian, thank you so much. Enjoy your short drive over to Cleveland this weekend. Hopefully we'll see you in the press box. Thanks, Brian.
No problem.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Brian Batko from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.